अश्वत्थाना पुरुषा धर्म शास्त्र परम तप अप्राप्तमान वस्त्र से मृत्यु संसार बात कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्शन देयर आर टू पाथवेज वन इज Go back to home, back to garden. And other parties remain in this material world, which is full of misery, especially birth, death, old age and disease. Two paths. Actually, we live in entities. We are not subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. We are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are part and parcel of Him, just like other is there and he may have many children. So every child is the part and parcel of the father. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, God, we all living entities, we are sons or part and parcel of God. Qualitatively, we are one. just like a small particle of gold is also gold. It is not a different thing. But one is small particle and one is big lump. But qualitatively, both of them are gold. So, we are a small particle of Krishna, of the Supreme Personality of God. That Krishna is Vibhu, the great, God is great. And we are a small particle. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world. There are many causes, but as we are in this material world, it is to be taken that somehow or other we have come. Like the sparks of fire, there is fire and there are sparks. Everyone has had this experience. So, the sparks are coming and dancing within the fire. It is also brilliant and it is also fire. If a small spark of fire falls on your cloth, immediately it will burn. It will immediately make a black cloth. We have got this experience. Because, although it is small, but it is fire, therefore it burns. Similarly, we are a small particle, part and parcel of God. Just like this spark, it falls down from the fire. There may be three conditions. This spark may fall down on the ground, this spark may fall down on the water, and this spark may fall down on some dry grass. So, if this spark falls down on the dry grass, then it may again makes another fire. And if this spark falls down on the water, then it is completely finished. And if it falls down on the ground, then it may continue as fire for some time, then it becomes extinguished. Anyway, in these three conditions, so when you fall down in this material world, the material world is of three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So if we acquire the quality of goodness, there is chance of enlightenment, knowledge, so that again fire can be generated. But if you fall down on the water, practically it is finished. Ignorance. So, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, in our fallen condition, mostly the rajogun and tamogun is very prominent in our fallen condition, in this material form. So, symptoms of rajogun and tamogun means material desire and greediness. And satogun means enlightenment. If we cultivate the sattva quality, just mean, see, if you cultivate the Brahmanical qualification, that is the platform of Satogun. So, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satva, Sama, Dama, Sitikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asikram, Brahma, Padma, Sabhava. If we cultivate this kind of life, to be truthful, to be peaceful, to be tolerant, to be man of wisdom, knowledge, faith in God and the Shastras. In this way, there are 9 to 12 qualities. If we acquire that quality, then we become Brahmana. Brahmana means there is chance of understanding Brahma. Brahma Janati iti Brahma. And this human life is made for inquiring about Brahma. Adhaka Brahma Jijyaka. This is the first aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra. So, the whole Vedic literature in a gist form is described in the Bhagavad Gita. And it is being explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So it is very important book spoken by God Himself. And another system of religion, sometimes the representative of God speaking, the servant of God speaking, they are also the same, but according to time and circumstances, they are modified. But here, in this Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is speaking. So, you are coming, I mean to say, the Indians who are present here, from a country where Krishna appears. It is a great fortune for you that you have taken your birth in India. It is not ordinary person. So why to take Indian birth, to take birth in India, automatically they are advanced in spiritual knowledge. Still, so much foreign condition of India, still, you go to a village, they will very easily understand Krishna consciousness. Without any advanced education, because my birthright, they have not the knowledge. In Vrindavan, when we walk on the street, the chelawala, the cart man, the milkman carrying milk, immediately they offer namaskara. The other day, I think you are present. We are walking, so we want enter one field just for walking. So the villagers, the cultivators, they say to congratulate us, to receive us. Swamiji, it is our great fortune that you have come to our feet. But in this country, if I would have entered in another place, for us could have brought charge of trespass or minus shutdown. So that is a different system. that by birth rights they are Krishna conscious. If you speak something about Krishna and Rama, generally in the villages, the Ramayana or Mahabharata, they are recited by the Pandits and still thousands of men come to hear about Ramayana and Mahabharata. We have practical experience in India. We held several Hare Krishna festivals in Calcutta, Bombay, and Hyderabad, Madras. Many thousand people come. 20,000, 30,000 people. They come still. So my request is that you are here in foreign countries, you don't forget your heritage. That is my request. Don't be Maratha. Remember, as Indian, with Indian culture, and here is the temple of Krishna. We are distributing this Krishna culture all over the world. So, don't miss this opportunity, but you take advantage of it. That is the duty of every Indian. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mission is especially to the Indian. He says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jaha. Janma Sakshat Kari Karo Paropakar. Paropakar. Just to do something good for others. Paropakar. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone who has taken birth in India, he should Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Jaha. Anyone who has taken birth in India, for every one of them, it is a duty, Janma Sarthak Kori. First of all, make your life successful. Janma Sarthak Kori. Paro paro bokar. Then, you begin the welfare activities for all others. The idea is that India is enriched with Vedic knowledge, and those who are born in India, they should take advantage of this facility, especially those who are in the higher, topmost rank, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmanas. Take this education perspective well. Make your life perfect and distribute the knowledge all over the world. This is your duty. That is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted Krishna preach this Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. But it was not broadly preached. It was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna knew it and some of his other friends. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. He appeared as a devotee of Krishna. And he distributed this Krishna consciousness movement. And he wanted that every Indian should seriously take this Krishna consciousness movement, make his life perfect, and distribute the knowledge. This is India's duty. So you have got one opportunity, you Indian people. that you take this advantage of distributing Krishna consciousness. It is good for you and for everyone who takes this knowledge very adherently. Therefore, Krishna says, this is the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where he is speaking plainly about Bhagavad Bhakti. This knowledge is described as Rajavidya. Most confidence and knowledge here. Rajavidya Rajavidya Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prataksha Avagavam Dharmam Sushukham Kastumabhat. This is the beginning of this chapter. Rajavidya, the king of education. Rajavidya Rajavidyam. And very confident, sir. It is not understood by any ordinary man, because it is very confident, sir. You go anywhere, suppose you go to a bank, a few persons in the bank, like the manager or the cashier or the accountant, they know everything confidential, not the clerk or the customer, no. So this is also Krishna concludes Bhagavad Gita with this word, Guhya, Guhya Tamas. This knowledge is very confident. This means when one thing is very confident, it means it is very, very important. So Krishna says that Akshatadhana Purusha, this is so nice confidence, and I am speaking personally to enlighten the people in general. Not general, but people like Arjuna. Arjuna was not an ordinary person. He was born in royal family, and he was so exalted that he could speak with Krishna face to face. He's not an ordinary person. So this confidence and knowledge is not for ordinary person, but it is so easy, as it is said, susukham kartumam. It is so easy to perform that everyone can do it. Just like what we are doing here in this temple. These boys, these American and Canadian boys, what they are doing, it's very easy. What is that? Chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and eating prasad. What is the deal? So chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy, dance nicely. And dancing, when you become hungry and tired, take nice prasad. What is the deal? By this process, they are becoming devotees. There is no need of discussing hard philosophy, or becoming a mystic, or magician, or juggler, or bluffer, or cheater, nothing. Simply accept this simple process. You come here and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and automatically he will be accepted. Because this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not ordinary sound. It is spiritual sound. Narottam Das Thakur has sung Golokero Premo Sano Hari Nama Sankirtan. This sound, just like you receive sound from distant place in radio. Similarly, this sound is not produced in this material world. It is brought from the spiritual. Golokera prema. They are in the spiritual world. They are eternal liberated devotees. They are so much ecstatic, can enjoy simply by chanting and dancing. The descriptions are there, that there is no sex life. Just imagine, here in this material world, there is sex life that is considered to be the highest pleasure. But the spiritual world means there is no sex life. Although there are very beautiful women, very beautiful men, with four hands. The men are with four hands there. And very attractive. All of them are young. They never become old. Because in the spiritual world, there is no but death, old age and disease. That is spiritual world. So, there is no old age, is due to the body. Otherwise, spirit soul is everlastingly young. You can think of yourself, just like I am not old. So, sometimes I think that in my childhood, when I was born, I was jumping and dancing. Now I cannot. Because of this old body. So we are hampered on account of this material body. Empty. So there are two ways, as I have already explained. But if you like, you can become free from this bondage of material body. If you like. And if you don't like, you can continue your material way of life, changing different material body. The changing different material body is described here, mrityu samsara bhatmani. Mrityu. Because with any body, material body, either cat body, dog body, or human being body, or demigod body, or even Brahma's body. You have to die. There is no escape. That's what is called mrityu samsara bhatmani. And the another path is that aprapama, this mrityu samsara bhatmani means to don't get Krishna. Krishna says aprapa, not getting, ma, me. Two alternatives. Either you get Krishna and go back to home, back to garden. This is one path. And the other path, that you remain in this material world and repeatedly get a body and die again, get again another body. This is the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. So Krishna is, because He is our Supreme Father, Supreme Friend, Sridhan Sarvabhutana. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jatvatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshtaram Sridhan Sarvabhutana Jnatamam Sankhya Chakra. For our happiness, we require cooperation of some friends. That is our practical experience. But if we make Krishna as our supreme friend, His supreme friend, His sole supreme friend, that we find in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese arjuna tishtati. Sarvabhutana. Of all the unity, which is the core of the heart, this Krishna is sitting there. along with the divinity. The divine entity is also within the heart. And the supreme divine entity, Krishna, is also sitting by him. This is confirmed in the Upanishad. The two birds are sitting on one tree. One bird is eating the fruit and another bird is simply observing. So the observing bird is Krishna. And the eating bird is the living entity. Two birds. And in another place also, Krishna says, Khetra Ganta Viman Vidhi Sarva Khetra Subhara. The question of the Khetra Ganta, the owner of the body and the body. When this chapter, the 13th chapter, is discussed, in that chapter, it is Krishna says that I am also one of the owner of the body, but the difference of this singular individual body and myself is this, that the individual soul knows about his own body. But so far I am concerned, I am present in everyone's body and I know everything of everyone's body. Just like you are a spirit soul, I am a spirit soul within this body. You know the pleasure and pains of your body. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. But Krishna, he knows the pleasure and pains of your body and pleasure and pains of my body and everyone. That is Krishna. That is Paramatma. Jivatma and Paramatma. So all these facts have been very widely described and discussed. So we should be very careful to accept the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we do not accept, then Krishna says, Asadvadhana, one is not interested in this type of occupational duty. Dharma means occupational duty. So, dharma sastra parambha, asya dharma sastra. What is in dharma? In the end of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, sarva dharma paritajya mametam saranam. This is dharma. This is real. But anything except this is bogus, cheating. This is really Krishna came. He said that Vidarjada hi dharma sattvani bhavati bhāva tadātmānam sujāmi aham paritrānāya sādhanā vināsāya sudhiṣṭhitā. Dharma samasthāpana āyo to re-establish the religious system. Yuga yuga sambhava ekta. He comes, so, or he sends his representative, his son, or his devotee, his servant. In this way, Krishna is trying to enlighten the whole human society. So we should take advantage of it. If you don't take advantage of it, asadvadhana, no faith, no interest. Asadvadhana purusha, the human being. This is a chance of human form of life to accept the system which is offered by God Himself. That is our duty. But if one is not interested, then the result is that a prapama, he cannot get me. A prapama, so if we don't get Krishna, then what is wrong there? very, very wrong. That's it. Nivartante mrityu sansara vatpani. Then he remains in the cycle of vatante. That is not very pleasing job. We are making material effort to make nice robe, nice scarf, nice skyscraper building, nice other facilities of life. But while I am doing this, this is practical. If I am called by death, now we are not very happy, so I am attempting to this day, and now I am dying. This is very painful. Sometimes at the time of death, they cry that I could not finish my business. So that is the way of nature, that you may try to become very happy in this material world. Nature will keep you out. Will not allow you to stay here. Dukkhalam asasatam. This world is dukkhalam. You make so many imaginations, try to fulfill it. That's a very troublesome job, to get money and to make material arrangement. That is not very easy. After you have undergone severe hardship, then you can get some money and build some purchase car. So before possessing big building some car, you have to wash so hard. And to keep them in cash, that is also very difficult. And again, there is no guarantee that you shall be able to enjoy. Today, you may be proprietor of a big house, big motor car, but after that you do not know. You have to accept a body, and it may be you become a cockroach in the car or in the house. That is not in your hands. That is in the pratitekshikamanani kuninkarvani sarma. That is the contrary. If you have got attachment for the car and you are dying, then you have done work in such a way that you have no right to possess a car anymore. You have to accept a cockroach body. Then you become a, because you have got attachment in the same car, you become a cockroach. This nature's law, we do not know. Pratityakshamanani dhanikarmani sarvatam ahamkara dhimuratma patta hamni ki mannati. These are self. They do not know how prakriti nature is working. And we are completely under the control of material nature. So after that, we have to accept one body. Dehantara prati. One has to accept. Just like we have given up our childhood body, and we accept another body, boyhood body, a youthhood body, or old age body. Similarly, after giving up this body, old age body, we have to accept another. That will be created by nature, according to your karma. So, that is called mrityu samsara vatpani. Then you begin another chapter. You become a demigod, or a dog, or a cockroach, or human being, from the date of your birth, you begin another chapter. Again, to grow up, to change body, to adjust things according to the atmosphere. So this is called mrityu samsara vatpani. If we want to save this border is. Then here, what is possible? Then your life will be successful. If you don't accept Krishna's word, which I very plainly explained in the Bhagavad Gita, then you have to remain in this Mrityu Samsara. It is very plain, true. There is no doubt about it. That you may be very proud of your strong body, your social condition or political condition, but after death, it is not under your control. It is under the control of the materialist. So, don't be falsely proud, delusional, ahankara vimurātmā pattāham iti mannate. Don't be a foolish person by false egotism that I am free, I can do whatever I like. That will suffer and remain in this path of repetition of birth and death. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. We have to go through this process. We fall down. So this human form of life is obtained. Bahunam sarmanavante. After many, many births, evolution is process. We have got it. Now, it is the time to understand our position. What is that position? The position is that we are eternal part and parcel of God. Mamaivāṁsa jīva-bhūta, jīva-lokeśanāsa. Manasthaskāni indriyāni prakitiṣṭhāni karasati. These living entities, Krishna says, that my part and parcel, that foolish rascal, they create in concoction, mental speculation to become happy. Manasthaskāni indriyāni. And according to their mentality, they are getting a different type of body. Indriyani. Indriyani being, as I was expecting in the morning, the pig has got also tongue, that is indriya, sense. And I have got also tongue. But his tongue would like to use stool. We want that, because the different body, the tongue is also tasteful in different ways. So indriyani, manasasthani indriyani, first of all, with subtle mind, we create a different type of indriya. If we live like dogs and hogs, then that mentality will give me similar senses, the body of a dog and a hog, and we change our taste according to dog and hog. Similarly, we can change our taste according to the body of demigod. But the subject matter of tasting or enjoyment is the same. Eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. That will continue. But the quality of eating may be different. Not the quality, but the form may be different. So in this way, things are going on. They are described in this Bhagavad Gita very widely and expressively. So every human being is expected to receive this knowledge directly from Krishna. Don't interpret wrong way according to your dream. Take it as it is and be benefit. If you don't take it, asraddha dhāna purusha. Those who have no interest to understand Bhagavad Gita as he, the result is māna prāpya. A prāpya māna. He never approaches God. He remains in this material world of repetition, birth and death. That is not a very good job. So, our Krishna consciousness moment is trying to enlighten people so that they can accept this principle of Bhagavad Gita. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Paropakara, and he advises everyone, especially Indian, to become guru. He says, Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Hinde. Every one of you to become a guru and try to deliver the persons where you are living. So, how can I become guru? Yes, it is very easy. What is that? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna guru. Then you become guru. You simply repeat what Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita. You become guru. To become guru is not, but if you want to be a bluffer, cheater, then you can talk all nonsense. But if you actually talk only Krishna's word, then you become a guru. It is not going to become. Krishna says, Manvana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyajima Namaskar. Four things only. And Mahamirma is a serious answer. By doing these four things, without any doubt, you come back. And what are those four things? Manvana, how do you think of me? This is a very difficult job, you are saying. So Manvana. And then you become bhakta. Unless you are bhakta, you cannot continue to think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakmad jagi. Worship me. So here is Krishna accepting everyone's worship. And what is the means of worship? Very simple. If you can offer very valuable things, that is all right. But if you think that you are a poor man, you cannot supply any valuable thing, Krishna says, never mind. Patram pushpam phalam soyam to me bhaktapi. Simply little flower, little fruit, if you offer it, it devotes. Yes. But there is no difficulty. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi man namastu. This whole thing, very, very easy to do. It is universal. There is no restriction. It is not that I am not a Brahmana, I am not an Indian, I am not a Sanskrit scholar, I cannot go to this temple. No. That is not. Krishna says, Man hi paata vipaata krishya jehi su paapa juna. Never mind whether he is Indian, Brahmin, or this or that. Even if he is born in the lowest grade of man, Pāpa-juna, there are Kirāta-kūnānda-kūdīnda-pukpa-tā-bhīra-sambhā-jamanāta. There are so many. There are Pāpa-juna, almost any. Siddhanti, they are to become Pīpā, and comes to Krishna. This is so wide, universal, easy, and especially you are Indian, why you should not take advantage of this facility? Take it and be happy. That is my request. Thank you very much. First of all, you have to know who is guru. If you accept one rascal as guru, how you can be helped? First thing is, who is guru? That I have already explained. Guru is he who repeats the words of Krishna. He is guru. Otherwise, he is a rascal. This is the test. Krishna says that Tadvidhi panipātena paripusnena sevaya upadakshanti tadvijyanam jnanina tattva-darshina. So, tattva-darshi, one has seen the truth. He addresses him as Guru. Dr. Vatsu. Vatsu means what that self is. To take, for example, the type of Arjuna. Arjuna is directly receiving the knowledge from Krishna, his Guru. What he says, he accepts it. But if you accept somebody who wants to kill Krishna and become himself Krishna, he is a rascal. He is not good. Because his policy is to accept the place of Krishna, not to fail him. That is Maya. And Krishna has said very freely that Namana Duskitanam Muha Prabhupada Narama Maya Putajana Asuri Bhavama. A person will imbibe a asuri tendency. Asuri tendency means to refute the Supreme Personality. Or the Asuras, described Ravana. Ravana is described as Rakshasa Asura. What was his fault? His fault was that he did not care for Ravana. What is this Ravana? Kidnap his wife, bring it. I tell him that. This is Rakshasa. So he could not enjoy Sita, but the result was with his whole family, state and himself, everything was great. This is asura. So those who are asuri bhava vasita, followers of Ravan Hiranyakashipu Kamsa, they do not surrender to Krishna. Namami dukkitanam murha prabhadvanti naradhama. Maya apavitavyana asuri bhava manasita. So our simple method is to see whether somebody is speaking about Krishna or what Krishna has said. If he does not do so, then immediately accept him. If asuri bhava manasita, rakshas, how we can accept him as guru? Rakshas. That is your mistake. How can I accept a person as guru who has imbibed the rakshasa prati? And then what is their position? Duskriti, you know. Very sinful. Murha, rascal, ass, naradhava, lowest of the mankind. No, he is so educated. Maya Pultavyana. The so-called education has no help because Maya has taken away the sense of it. Because education means the Veda means knowledge. So the Vedas are there for education. So Vedas to Sarvai Homeo Veda. Ultimately, Vedanta. Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. The end of knowledge. The end of knowledge is to know Krishna. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva veda. So after studying Vedas, if he does not understand Krishna, then it is to be understood maya bhutavyana. His knowledge has been taken away by God. So, simple thing is that Krishna is the original guru. There is no more better guru than Krishna. So anyone who repeats the words of Krishna to each other, he is guru. Otherwise he is a rascal.
Why do I ask this question?
That means he has no faith in God. You read this, then you get the knowledge.
Time
is very, any time, but the knowledge is eternal. Just like the star is 5,000 years ago to Arjuna, and some 14 million of years ago to the sun god. Time is different. Once you spoke 40 million of Imamavivasati Yugam Pasamana Havabhayam. Find out this word. Imamavivasati Yugam Pasamana Havabhayam. Vivasan Manami Prahu Manu Ikhata Vibrami. Evam Parampara Prasam Imamaraja Sayogru. These things are there that Krishna said to Arjuna that this Lagapi, Yogam, Yoga system, Bhakti Yoga. I spoke to Vivasana, the sun god. So if you can take calculation, because it is said that Vivasana Manavetra, if you take calculation of Manu, then you can calculate the age of Manu, 72, cycle of 4 ages. 4 ages means, 1 age means 43 lakhs of years. Multiply it by 72, that becomes the duration of life of one Manu. So, it is said that the sun god said to Manu, so, this is the age of Vaivarshaka Manu. So you can understand when it was spoken. So we have calculated. It is about 40 million of years ago. He spoke it. So. And Krishna said, Saivan Prayajya Yoga Prasapurata. Read that.
Saivaya Mayateja Yoga Prasapuratana Bhaktavati Mesakashiti Rahasyam Hiyasarutama.
Yes. Krishna said, the same system I am speaking to you, Puratana, because you are my bhakta. So, either you hear it 40 million years ago, or 5,000 years ago, or today, somewhere, the subject matter is the same. Try to make difference of the time. There is no difference of time, the subject matter. The Puratana, everything is the same, oh. So then, even where it is spoken in different times, the subject matter remains the same. There is no change. Just like millions of years ago, there was sun. And what is the sun? Heat and light. And today also there is the sun. What is the sun? Heat and light. So there is no difference. There is no consideration of A, the subject matter is the same. Yes, eternally means that this creation, the material creation, it takes place at a certain day and it continues for certain millions and trillions of years. And again it becomes annihilated, dissolved. There is no creation for Buddha, Buddha, Praliyate. Then again millions of years passes and again there is creation. So, one who does not take advantage of this creation, manifestation, especially in the human form of life, as I was discussing, mrityu sanghara vartmane, then he remains in the path of birth and death, in this creation, and because he does not deliver himself, the next creation, the next creation. So unless he takes it, it is eternally going. If he does not take advantage of this opportunity, then he remains in the cycle of birth and mittu samsara vartmane. And the mittu samsara vartmane continues in this creation, next creation, and before that, he is going on.
Question?
That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.